Dictation for Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, Feldman, F-E-L-T-M-A-N. Date of birth, April 1952. I saw Mickey during dialysis rounds, unit Mount Pleasant. He was transferred from the emergency room here to University of Michigan because of vomiting blood. He was dialyzing only 2 days a week. He developed generalized edema, nasarca, ascites, and evidence of large pericardial effusion. He's a smoker, has pulmonary hypertension. At University of Michigan, received blood transfusion. EGD shows hiatal hernia. Esophageal ulcerations, duodenal, gastric, portal gastropathy, did not show evidence of peritonitis. Patient just started to dialyze 3 days a week. The incidental enhancing mass on the left kidney, probably renal cancer. He is known to have a low level of Ig lambda monoclonal gammopathy. Reserve ejection fraction. They did not tap the pericardial fluid. There is grade 3 diastolic dysfunction. There is enlargement of the right ventricle with decreased systolic function, both atrial enlarged. There is also mitral tricuspid regurgitation. The texture of the heart was increased, considering infiltrative cardiomyopathy, for what primary care doctor, Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, discuss with me, and we are going to proceed to do a cardiac MRI with contrast. This will be done in August. Think discharge, paracentesis, 5.2 liters was done locally. I saw him on dialysis yesterday. He still has generalized edema, ascites, he's still smoking, no further vomiting blood, no blood in the stools. Blood pressure remains resistant refractory. Test to be compliant with taking medication, the importance of salt restriction. I do not hear a pericardial wrap, appears regular, no abdominal tenderness. He has an AV fistula. We discuss about increasing fluid removal, that he is very hesitant because of prior experience of low blood pressure, symptomatic. We compromise up to 2.8 liters fluid removal every treatment. He's not ready to discontinue smoking. He does have low iron saturation but high ferritin. He has normal white blood cell platelets. Recent magnesium phosphorus normal. Recent potassium acid base stable with normal glucose. Does have low protein, low albumin on blood. Prorated calcium normal. Thyroid studies normal. Next paragraph, comments. All above findings relates from a combination of two major factors. The severe pulmonary hypertension with right-sided heart failure, which likely represents his long-term smoking, and the underdialyzed until very recently, as he was only doing 2 days a week. Just before transfer to University of Michigan, he did 1 week or two or 3 days a week. Pending issues are the question of renal cancer, which now, given the multitude of severe other problems, goes to a second level. And the workup for potential infiltrative heart abnormalities, how that relates to the low level of monoclonal protein. We'll see what the cardiac MRI shows. We'll continue educating the patients the importance of salt fluid restriction, allowing us to remove more fluid as tolerated, taking blood pressure medications. End of dictation.